Fred Flynn Radio, I'm Matt Micucci, and this year Fred is proud media partner of the 4th EFA Young Audience Awards that will be taking place on the 3rd of May simultaneously in 25 different countries. The award will be assigned by an audience of young people aged from 12 to 14 years of age, and one of the countries in which this event will be taking place is Latvia, and more precisely the screens will be taking place in Riga. So we're very happy to be joined by Marta Bitte of the National Film Center of Latvia, who of course, and they are of course are the Latvian partners of the award. Marta, thanks very much for joining us.
Hello.
I guess the best thing to do to start off the interview would be if you could give us an idea of what kind of the Film Center does for young audiences, aside from the being involved in the Young Audience Award.
Yes, our participation at the European Film Academy Young Audience Award is not the only activity we do at the National Film Center. Last year, Riga was European Culture Capital, and it was a lot of possibility for us to start new projects, to do new programs, also to educate young people in audiovisual art, as we say. And we started a film workshop program. It was film and animation workshops, more than 8 or 10 of them. I don't really remember. It was a long time ago. And we did the film and animation workshops around schools in Riga, and together with our film professionals, film directors, we shot short films about neighborhoods in Riga. So it was quite well perceived. It was a lot of participants, over 200 participants in all the workshops. And also we did one a bit bigger workshop in collaboration with Danish Film Institute. They have this interactive mobile film studio, and they brought it especially to Riga, to this occasion of Riga European Culture Capital. There we had over 1,000 participants. So it's getting more and more popular, and it's very important to educate young audience about film, about how to make film, about how to receive film.
So from a personal perspective, why do you think it's important to promote cinema with a young audience?
Because nowadays we all are surrounded by screens. We have screens in our phones, so on computers, television, and screens are everywhere. And of course, young audience sees videos all the time. They watch videos all the time, whether in school or in their spare time. And it's very important to understand how to use it, how to understand it, even how to create the content by themselves, which is not only interesting for them, but also maybe for broader audience to share in social media and maybe in other media as well.
I absolutely agree with you. Nevertheless, it's from personal experience. I kind of get the impression that cinema, this idea of cinema as cultural, having cultural importance, is kind of hard to promote. Do you find it's difficult in Latvia to promote this idea of cinema being very important on a cultural point of view?
I think it's quite a complex question. It's very important to realize how to do it. I don't think it's difficult to promote it, because this content is all around us all the time. It's very crucial to understand what is good and necessary for us. Therefore, it's very important to educate this critical thinking in young audience, not so that they are not only consumers, but they are like critical audience.
And obviously that takes us right to the Young Audience Award, because here not only are they shown films that are rather more challenging than, let's say, more mainstream films, but they also have to they get a say in who actually wins the award in the end, so they get to vote for the films. So let's take it from the beginning. How did this partnership between you and the Young Award kind of start?
We are now participating for the third time. It's the third time when we organize Young Audience Award in Riga, and we started to collaborate with the European Film Academy 3 years ago as preparation for the European Film Academy Award ceremony, which was actually took place last year in December in Riga. Yes. It was also part of the European Culture Capital Program. And then we realized that we can be part also of this Young Audience Award and to promote the European Film Academy as well.
Yeah. And how did it go? This is the third year then that you're participating. What do you think were the best aspects of the project in the previous editions, and what do you think are the aspects that the audience actually enjoyed the most?
I think that it went very well all the years, but now we are organizing the Young Audience Award for the third time, and we're expecting a full house, a full cinema, like more 150 participants. If we compare, in first year there was around 20-25 participants, because it takes some time to promote the event, of course. I think that all the participants of Young Audience Jury are very glad to be part of an international event, and they really do enjoy the films, and they really enjoy the voting, I guess, and being part of this voting system, if I may say so.
And really they
give their vote, and it's important for them, and then they are also excited about the result.
Yeah. And you were saying that this year it's going to take place on the 3rd of May, and we were saying before you were telling me before the interview that it comes before quite an important day for Latvia.
Yes, this Young Audience Award always matches with a very important date in our state in Latvia, because 4th of May is the independence date in Latvia, and it's always a holiday, and it's always vacation and a long weekend, so the 4th of May will be a holiday too, and it's therefore also some kind of celebration of our independence as well, also for young audience.
That's wonderful, and thank you very much for talking with us about it, and I wish you all the best, and hopefully everything will go splendidly on the day.
Thanks
Marta, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.